Welcome back. This is Backdoor Cover, and I am Ross Bolin. I'm here with Dylan Chivalry.
What's up, Billy?
We're at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas, to talk about college football, but also the NFL now.
College is about to be over.
And we're going to talk about basketball, and we're going to talk about baseball.
And figure skating.
And badminton.
And speed walking.
We are becoming an all sports, all physical activity podcast.
All encompassing.
Including sexual activity.
There's nothing we won't talk about.
So that it's an important thing to note if you're a listener. College football is about to be over. We are not about to be over.
Well, let's not sell college football short. There still is the bowl season, which
I know,
is exciting.
And we're going to talk about that.
And the playoffs, and there's a lot of coaching shuffling going around right now. Kiffin is a head coach.
What is he doing?
Going to Florida Atlantic.
I know. Why? Why would you go?
You know he's getting a pay decrease, right? Have you heard that?
Yes. I don't understand this move at all. I would rather be at Alabama as the coordinator, even if it didn't mean a pay decrease. Especially, like, there's no way I'm going to. He must just,
well,
like.
He wants to be a head coach, and he's not going to get a premier head coaching job because he has failed as a head coach everywhere he has gone.
He's married, right?
He got a divorce. Yeah.
So he's just going to go to, he just wants to go slay in Florida. That's what's happening.
Well, it's not like you can't slay in Alabama.
Have you seen?
Florida Atlantic is located where?
It's in like in Miami or something? I don't know. All the girls we get for TFM girls that get submitted from FAU, like a fifth of them probably actually go
Tampa,
there.
It's like Orlando? Where is it?
Boca Raton. Boca Raton.
That's like Miami, right? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
No. Fuck, who cares?
It's one of the hot cities. Where
so
there's just
he
hot
can't get
everywhere.
A premier head coaching job, and so this is a step. He will be there for 2 years. He wants to go there. He wants to win 7-8 games. Be like, oh look, I can do this with Florida Atlantic. He's gonna be able to recruit well, so he'll do okay there.
But he's such a dipshit. Like,
yeah, he's not a good head coach. He's failed everywhere he's been.
He had a good thing going here at Alabama.
Yeah, but you don't want that to be your destination as a.
Winning, being competitive for a national championship every year.
As an offensive coordinator, though, he wants to be a head coach.
But like you said, he's already failed miserably multiple times.
He's gonna just keep getting back on that horse, though. You know,
the guy's a spaz. He's it's like Alabama's winning in spite of Lane Kiffin's ridiculousness.
I think he's taking a $400K pay cut, which is crazy.
Jesus,
and getting basically a promotion.
So he's assuming that he's gonna make up that $400K. In Florida women, is what I assume.
Basically, yeah.
Before we get into the rest of the week.
Okay.
Everybody needs to go check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. From great-looking game day apparel to Yeti apparel coolers, Patagonia. We got a ton of different brands on Man Outfitters that'll make sure you look good on game day or any day. You know, it doesn't have to be game day.
I put together a holiday gift guide on TFM. That includes a lot of Man Outfitters products.
That's totalfratmove.com.
It's worth a read. Go check it out. It's fun. It's a fun little holiday guide.
We'll tweet it out.
And it has some of my favorite things on there.
Twitter.com/backdoorcover, @backdoorcover.
There you go.
Follow us. We'll tweet out the gift guide. It's got good stuff.
Yeah.
Dylan has all right taste.
I mean, I'm wearing
it's not terrible.
I'm wearing a Callaway hoodie, a giveaway hoodie that they sent us.
Is everything else on your body from Man Outfitters?
The shoes are, these jeans are not, actually.
The hat is.
I have an RG, the hat is, yeah.
Yeah.
The shirt is an RG shirt, which you can't see right now.
If you place your order by tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, so by Wednesday, December 14th, if you place your order on manoutfitters.com by December 14th, you can still get your package, guaranteed delivery.
It says
by
holiday
Christmas.
Delivery. I guess we can't say Christmas or what?
We're saying Christmas.
Yeah, by Christmas, the 25th.
By the 25th of December, the day of our Lord and Savior Jesus' birth.
Mike, I just ripped the camera down. So
oh, also, we have a promo code.
Right now.
We have a promo code. If you use the code GAMEDAY on Man Outfitters, you get 10% off your whole order. You're welcome.
There you go.
All right, now let's talk about other sports stuff. All right, what else? If you're watching on video, sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
As in it stopped working. Just another day with producer Micah.
Fuck. Can't work under these conditions.
Who has a pep in his step today, by the way? Micah had an interesting weekend. I don't know if we get into it or not, but
I'm going to let y'all do that on I'm gonna let y'all do that on another date.
It's more of a yeah.
You're gonna if you listen to the podcast Touching Base, which Dylan is a host on.
Yeah, meet me, Dave, and Will.
They're doing an episode tomorrow where I feel they'll adequately get into Micah's weekend.
Okay. Anyway, back to our newly formatted podcast.
Sports. All the sports. What else? What other coaching changes went place?
Charlie Strong went to South Florida.
Oh, my God. That's so depressing.
So the state of Florida getting a new look. Major Applewhite was promoted from offensive coordinator to head coach at U of H.
I like that move. I mean, just the name alone is worth it to me.
Yeah, some of these younger guys won't really know who Major Applewhite is, but
he was a Longhorn.
He's a Longhorn legend, is what he is.
Is he a legend?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He is very beloved in Austin for UT fans. He was the whole Chris Sims, you know, Major Applewhite debacle back when Sims was at Texas. Started over Applewhite. No one wanted him to because everyone loved Applewhite. He comes in, Big 12 championship, and just tears it up. Anyway, he's a legend.
How do you start a guy named Chris Sims over a guy named Major Applewhite?
Because Major Applewhite is about 5'11", freckles, like doesn't look like a quarterback.
Huge
not
dick,
a strong, not a big arm. And then you have Chris Sims, NFL pedigree.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, tall, sunshine, basically.
Well, anyway. Applewhite to the Cougars, Charlie to South Florida. And Kiffin to Florida. Which one is it? Atlantic University?
South Florida.
Kiffin
went to Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
There's so many freaking schools in Florida, by the way. It's like Texas-esque in the amount of universities they have.
It's the third most populous state. A lot of people there.
Is it really?
California, Texas, and then Florida. And then New York, I think.
There's no fucking way that Florida has more people than New York.
Yeah, I believe so.
Whatever.
A lot of people there, man.
So we're coming up on bowl games. That's a thing that's coming.
Yeah, bowl season is upon us.
When do they start?
I think the first one is Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know who.
Great.
Mike is getting the schedule up.
Great time for gambling, bowl season.
Oh, look, New York is ahead of Florida now by, well, it's a very slim margin.
Oh, wow.
So it goes California, Texas, New York, Florida. But it's close.
Yeah, California.
By like 12 people. So there you go.
Hmm.
I
watched Army-Navy.
Yeah.
Good game. Great game. Don't normally give a shit about Army-Navy, but I had money on Army because I had money on everyone who won this weekend. And it was a good game.
That's just a cool game.
Yeah.
They had Donald Trump. They pulled him up in the booth, and they were like, what do you think of this game? And he goes, well, it's not the best football. It's still good football, but it's not the best football. Like, come on, dude.
Well, he doesn't know what he's fucking talking about, man.
Did you see the flyover before the game?
Yeah,
I saw it. About the flyover. They had three F-35s.
Yeah.
The new fighter jet.
The jerseys were tight. But, yeah, I can't believe they got the Don up there in the booth with Vern.
Those jets cost $337 million apiece.
And we use them for football game flyovers.
So we were looking at over $1 billion in aircraft flying over that game. Pretty interesting.
That's the one thing we've really got going for is no matter how badly we fuck up, we've got $375 million jets.
Yeah, like we'll fuck you up. When, you know,
even if it's our bad.
Yeah.
We'll come. We'll get you, as we like to say.
Oh, we'll get you.
So
there's no J-Bone on this podcast.
No.
I kind of miss J-Bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He chose work over this. He chose to continue working. He was given the option to join us and declined.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Kind of a try-hard move.
Hurts my feelers a little bit, if we're being honest.
Do we have any interesting bowl games coming up that aren't, you know, college football playoff? I don't think we do. What do we have? First round, it's just crap, right?
Oh, God.
U of H versus San Diego State.
So, all the Saturday games are garbage.
Of course.
Which, okay, first one that I can pick out, New Mexico versus UTSA, I will be loading up on whatever the line is for the Lobos. Because, fuck, UTSA had the...
So you get screwed and you bet on UTSA. Is that correct?
I bet on UTSA probably 4 or 5 times this season and lost every single time.
Maybe you bet against them and then they
no.
They crush you.
They probably will, though. I bet they'll probably find a way to screw me on this. New Mexico's a 7-point favorite. UNM's a 7-point favorite, producer Micah has pointed out.
I love the name of these bowls, the names of these bowls, too.
Go ahead and read through some of these.
What's the Gildan New Mexico? Is that like the Gildan T-shirt? Gildan?
Is it? Holy shit.
The Gildan New Mexico Bowl.
The AFR Celebration Bowl.
You probably have five Gildans in your closet right now if you're listening to this.
And they have a bowl game. What the hell? What?
Why? Here's what I want to know. Why would a company like Gildan sponsor a bowl? Like, what? How does that promote their company? It's a Gildan t-shirt. It's usually printed with someone else's logo on it. You buy it like at a souvenir shop.
It's when you have literally cheap website. You have so much money that you just don't know what to do with it anymore. There's probably some tax write-off too.
They sling a lot of t-shirts. Oh, aren't they the Yeezy? Don't they print?
Oh, the whole Yeezy pop-up shop. Every Kanye Yeezy pop-up shop T-shirt was printed on Gildan tees and then sold for like $85.
It's like the most generic cheap T-shirt you can get.
It is. It's and I and we know this because we're T-shirt experts.
We used
at a
to sell Gildan
company.
Tees,
yeah.
And we upgraded like 10 times since we started selling those.
Yeah, yeah, that's like what we sold in 2010.
Yeah,
but I ordered one of these pop-up shop Kanye tees because I'm an idiot, and they didn't even send me the one I ordered. Not only did they not send me the one I ordered, they sent me a size small. Mm. I couldn't even use this thing as a washcloth. It was too. And then they gave me all this hell about sending it back. Anyway, the Gild, good for Gildan, having a bowl game.
If you don't watch the Gildan New Mexico Bowl, don't worry because after that is the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl, which we're all waiting for.
I know a lot about Raycom Media. They're doing big things. They're great.
Are you being serious?
No.
Oh.
I'm really the most excited for the AFR Celebration Bowl. AFR could literally stand for anything. I have no fucking
Micah
clue.
Micah knows.
It's Air Force Reserve.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's
great.
So,
now I'm insulting the troops again. Ugh.
R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it's in New Orleans, so it's probably a good time. Southern Miss versus University of Louisiana Lafayette.
Is the Miami Beach Bowl that's taking place on Monday, it's in Miami, clearly. Is the sole purpose to promote Miami as a beach? Like, hey, remember how great this beach is we have? What's the point of the beach, Miami, sponsoring a bowl? I don't know how any of this shit works. They've got a Boca Raton Bowl.
Huh. We were just talking about that place.
Boca Raton. Boca's everywhere, man.
I'm still not sure what part of Florida that's in. So I want to say it's in the... It's south on the Gulf side, I think. No, the Atlantic side?
I don't think there's any argument.
That would make sense, Florida Atlantic.
There's no argument, though, this year that very clearly the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl is the most important bowl game that's going to take place. Popeyes just such good food.
Bahamas? Where do they play that one?
They play it in Nassau.
Oh,
where I went on my honeymoon.
Why aren't we going to that?
That's a really good question. We were huge Popeyes advocates, huge Popeyes fans.
And we love Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion.
And I love Nassau.
I've been there.
This is some shit. Yeah, Eastern Michigan, Old Dominion.
Man. Ooh, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Lockheed Martin, they make the F-35, the fighter jet I was just talking about. They make aircraft.
Well,
and weapons and all kinds of cool
stuff. Similarly,
shit.
The Dollar General Bowl, I don't know if you've heard of Dollar General, but they make things that cost a dollar.
See, it's crazy to me that a Dollar General would have enough money to throw their name on a bowl.
Like, you need a fighter jet, you go to Lockheed Martin. You need a pack of playing cards, you go to Dollar General.
And those games are back-to-back on the same day. It's like you go from Lockheed Martin to the Dollar General Bowl. It's just a weird dynamic there.
I don't get it.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl on December 22nd. At Albertson Stadium in Boise, Idaho.
It's crazy how many of these that there are that and they all make a killing. What the Camping World Independence Bowl, NC State versus Vanderbilt.
Wait, the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Is there even a Zaxby's around here? I thought that was just a Florida Southeast thing. Never seen one in Dallas. I don't think there is one in Dallas.
I'd be interested in going to in Phoenix is the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl.
Oh, that's a must-see. Mm. Boise State and Baylor.
Man. They got to do a better job in naming these things. In Houston, they've got the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. It's A&M versus Kansas State.
They used to not have sponsors in front of these bowl games.
While I would appreciate an invite to the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl, you would have to pay me money to go to the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl.
Okay, if you're going to the Bahamas one, the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl as a player, wait, what teams are in that one again? It is Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion. Okay, I assume Eastern Michigan, they had a decent season, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, okay. They're in a bowl.
The point I'm getting to is, how much do you care about the actual game if you're on like a 7-5 Old Dominion team and you're going to the Bahamas for, you know, a football game? Like, how much do you care about the actual game? You just want to post up on the beach, don't you?
Were you asking me
and
someone
find a spliff from some guy named, I don't know, what are they named down there, Bahamas people? Anyway, you just want to get high and like chill on the beach.
A Bohemian? They're called Bohemians.
Okay.
The Bohemian people. Plenty of spliffs around there. No, I mean, if you're asking me, I've been widely acknowledged that my priorities are way out of shape.
Yeah.
I'm going for the beach.
These guys don't care about
that game. I'll be frank. I don't think I would show up to the game. I'm just using the plane as a means to get to Nassau, and I don't even know if I'm down to play football. I might never come back. I might not even need the round trip.
I would hop on over to Paradise Island.
Yep.
Which is where the Atlantis is.
Yep.
And a few other resorts. It's a little nicer, a little more touristy, if you will.
The Atlantis is touristy, yeah.
Well, the whole island is. It's like, you know, it's like just resort after resort.
Dude, I've been deep in Paradise Island.
Oh, I basically grew up there.
I own the island. It's my island.
Actually, true story. I was there with my family one time. I was 12. And there was a hurricane that came through.
You idiot. What were you doing there during hurricane season?
We were getting our beach on. What do you think we're doing?
So did you get... You survived, clearly.
Yeah, I'm still here and everything, but it was a little scary. Anyway, we can move on.
I stayed at the one and only resort on Paradise Island for my honeymoon.
Just like next door to the Atlantis, basically?
It's several miles down the beach.
Oh.
And Cristiano Ronaldo was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're like totally boys.
You snuck a picture of him you weren't supposed to.
The guy is awkward to be around.
And you're pretty sure that he was with his homosexual lover.
If not his gay lover, then his super, super duper best friend who is like, they're like weirdly close. But either way, that's neither here nor there. I don't know.
What else we got?
Are there any more sports?
I don't know. We got NFL. NFL is heating up. What are you talking
about? Pick'em pool ended. Our pick'em pool. And last week's winner was Jared W., who went 10-0, which is, I think, the only undefeated person we had the whole year. Good for you, Jared W. Jared, hit us up to get your $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. You can email us or tweet at us or whatever. We'll get you your prize. I won for the whole year. I won the pick'em pool.
So this Jared guy, he went 10-0. Imagine if he had placed that like $50 wager on a 10-team parlay and hit. He would have I don't know what the odds are. You're going to make
let's say 20 grand.
But instead he gets a $50 Man Outfitters gift card for playing with us instead. Thanks, Jared.
Get you something nice, Jared. Yeah, anyway. I mean, everyone that played in our pick'em pool this season should be embarrassed because I won. And I suck, so I don't know what the hell you people were doing. The whole point of this was that the big prize we were going to give to the winner at the end of the year was going to be like a Corvette or a refrigerator or like an iguana. And now I get to buy myself whatever I want with the money we were going to use on that car or fridge or lizard.
You're on quite the run, Bill.
I am.
You had a big weekend just on your own.
I beat down my bookie the whole, not just the weekend. Monday through Sunday, I destroyed this man. He might have hung himself already.
How many clients does this guy have?
That's a good question. I don't ask. He doesn't tell, and I don't ask.
Couldn't even ballpark it?
He's gotten at least like 5 or 6 guys from me, but I'd have to guess based on what. I'd guess ballpark 50. That'd be my guess. So So it's not like it's skin off his back. Some I won this week. Some other dude got fleeced.
Right.
So it, that's just the way, you know, the cookie crumbles. But, yeah, we are going to set up a bowl season pick'em contest. So we'll just roll over the prize of a Corvette or a fridge or a iguana to that. And we'll tweet out the link at Backdoor Cover on Twitter so you can pick the bowl games with us. It'll be fun.
Iguana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big. Well, I mean, we're talking about, you know, Bahamas. I got in the iguana mood. Do we need to go over the bets from last week? Last week, Dylan went 2-4. I went 2-4. Dan went 2-5. Will went 1-7.
Jeez.
And
wait, Will missed all three of. He had three locks. He missed all three of them. We all missed our locks except for the fucking Wolf.
Yeah, fucking Wolf went 2-0.
I'm terrible on locks. I'm terrible. Period. But I don't.
I picked the Buffs again, and they got rolled.
Yeah. Poor what Buffs?
That Cinderella story. It ended. That carriage turned back into a pumpkin.
Crash and burned.
Man, fucking bummer. Really quickly, you're going to be picking games with us on our pick'em pool. You might as well back those with some actual cash on mybookie.ag. They've got in-game live betting, so even if you miss kickoff, you can place a bet. Join now and use our promo code BACKDOOR, that's one word, to activate a special bonus offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And now a quick word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hey, this is the Dudes Doing Business podcast. This week we are talking all things Christmas or holiday party. Basically how you can keep your job and not completely blow it. We're going to take user questions, but we're going to share some of our own personal anecdotes because we've all been there. Some of us have even been that guy.
You even get to hear our, top four tips for how to do your Christmas party right.
The hottest top four tips you're going to hear anywhere else. Give us a shot this week. That's at Dudes Doing Business. Hit us up on iTunes or SoundCloud.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything, golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe. Listen. Party. Enjoy. Touch base.
Like you guys.
The Dallas Cowboys, your Dallas Cowboys, Dylan, they lost again to the Giants.
They are 11 and Giants, as I saw
yes,
someone.
Yes, that is a good way of putting it.
This morning. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. The Giants defense, well, both defenses showed up. And it was just one explosive play was the difference of the game. Was that Odell?
Pretty much. That was it.
Odell breaking one for 61 yards, I think. But,
it was a defensive standoff.
You know, some would argue, and I'm not one of them, that a loss right here that doesn't really have an effect on, you know, your playoff positioning, all that
right.
stuff. It can actually be beneficial in the long run. I don't buy that theory. I
think because it gets your team to like.
Yeah, it gets you to kind of refocus and not take, you know, everything for granted a little bit and just see what you need to work on and kind of reset a little bit. I'm not one of those guys. I think you just want to stay hot. But the Cowboys, they got beat again by the Giants.
In a pretty poor offensive Giants team outside of, I mean, Eli is absolutely trash. He played like shit. And they still found a way to win.
It's hard to believe that guy has two Super Bowl MVPs on his mantle.
It blows my mind. Like he'll have games like yesterday where he plays like Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
And then he'll have games where, you know, he's had a couple of performances in the Super Bowl that were fantastic. So it's, I don't know. But the big thing with the Cowboys game is obviously the entire country's and the media especially's immediate reaction to say, what do you do with Tony Romo?
Which is stupid.
Yes, it's over.
Which is stupid.
It's over. You're all in on Dak.
Okay, Dak, the rookie, this was literally his first bad game. He's had like an average game here and there. This was his first bad game. You can't immediately want to throw him under the bus. Like, that's just typical, just uninformed fan.
It's just spoiled Cowboys fans. Because I know Cowboys fans.
It's not just a Cowboys
but
thing.
Some
it's,
of my buddies who are hardcore Cowboys fans were calling just, for Romo to be put
people
in.
People are just stupid.
That's true. People are genuinely stupid.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Dak that he even has to answer a question about that. It's like, the Texans roll Brock Osweiler out every week, and he's bad every week. And nobody questions putting in anybody else. But also, I mean, we don't have anybody else to put in. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, I feel like Cowboys fans need to get, you know, pull the blinders off and realize that they've got something special and that he hit a road bump. But, dude, come on. It's one fucking game. You're going to be the first seed.
Right.
You got plenty of time to build up to the playoffs. Just chill out. Jesus.
What about your Texans, though, Billy?
Texans, on the other hand, are...
How do they keep winning?
Because our division is just straight trash.
Oh, yeah.
We have the worst division in football. We're now tied with the Tennessee Titans for first place after Tennessee beat Denver. But I don't... There's nothing to get excited about. It's like, even if the Texans make the playoffs... They're going to get stomped out by whoever they play in the first round. It's a really sad situation because, like it or not, in the NFL, you can have a really good team and a really bad quarterback, and you're completely screwed. And that's the case with the Texans. Like, we have a good defense, a really good defense, some might argue, and a solid offense. We've got a lot of different weapons that we could use. But then we have Brock, who couldn't fucking... He cannot throw a football. That's the only way to put it. He's just bad.
The importance of a good quarterback is it can't be stated enough.
And he's not even a game manager.
If you find a franchise quarterback who you can depend on, like, you sign him up for as long as his body...
Until he dies.
Until he dies, and you do not let him go. It is the hardest position to play in all of sports. There are very few really, really good ones. Like... Five really, really good quarterbacks.
And sometimes less. Sometimes there's like two really good ones.
And if you find one... You do not let him go. And teams are constantly searching for their franchise quarterback. The Texans...
Have never had one.
No.
Ever.
No.
And I think it's important. That's kind of what, to mirror it with the Dallas Cowboys situation, it blows my mind to see Cowboys fans or anyone in the media questioning the Dak situation because I would cut off one of my feet to have that guy right now.
Yeah.
And...
And he's a rookie. To do what he's done as a rookie?
He's a fucking rookie.
That's insane.
I mean, I just don't get it. But, you know, the Texans are... We don't even need to talk about them anymore.
Did you see Le'Veon Bell yesterday?
So he put up more yards individually than the entire Bills team.
The dude is terrifying.
Which has never been done before.
Yeah, the dude is terrifying. So I'm going to get into fantasy football talk just for a second here, only because it applies to Le'Veon Bell. I'm about to make the championship game unless Julian Edelman just goes off tonight. The guy I'm playing has Le'Veon Bell in the championship.
Oh, you're fucked.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. Well, maybe this is just wishful thinking, but he put up so many yards this last week. Maybe
you think he wore himself
maybe
out?
Maybe Tomlin's just like, yo, we ran the wheels off this guy. Let's maybe get him like 20 carries and then let's pull him. That was insane.
I could see Tomlin being... Tomlin's kind of a doofus, if we're being honest. But I don't know, man. Who do they play next week? Do you know?
No. I need them to go ahead and lock up their playoff, clinch the playoffs.
Oh, they play the Bengals, so they're going to run all over the place.
But yeah, he's an animal. He does it all. The guy's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I had Big Ben as my quarterback. I had to bench him because he wasn't my best option this week. But thank God I did because all he did was hand the ball to Le'Veon the whole damn game. And he just, I mean, he's eight people alive. Everybody who picked Le'Veon in the first round of the fantasy draft for their league feels really good right now.
I'm in a PPR league, we do 6 points for touchdowns, so it's kind of a higher,
yeah, that's
it's
what
kind of a higher
too.
Scoring league.
Yeah.
He put up 51 in our league.
Yeah.
51 points. I don't remember running back ever doing that before.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous. It pretty much, if you had him this week, you won.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that dude is a freak. Let's get to the hotline. We've got the Backdoor Cover hotline. You call 800-392-6344. Say your name in school. Leave us a voicemail. Say whatever you want. Ask us a question. We've got five calls this week. Again, it's 800-392-6344. Write that down. Call us. Here's our first call for this week.
Hey, you know there's no season like bowl season. What's good, blood? It's your boy DJ Crom Dog. We got bowls on bowls, my man. I know the NC, too stupid to break out the 18 playoff, but it's still lit. Give a fuck about the playoff. Anyway, these bowls are heat, especially those Broncos out of Kalamazoo. They got that Maction boy. Bucky out to have his face in a horse crotch because the Bronx got an air raid that top notch. PJ Fleck inverted calling Maverick. Coach Chris about to go goose and it's tragic. Cotton Bowl strong game of the year. All that other shit lame like a natural beer. No offense to the bonehead. You a funny man, but your team half dead. No hope for your broke ass squad boy. Keep your ears perked when the zoo does a deploy. It's always bowl season. You heard boss rolling nose. Ha! It's a wee joke. Stay frosty though, boys. I'm about to go touch some bass like a bass head. Cheer up, J-Bone. Ain't personal. I'm just a dude doing business. I ain't got one for TFM podcast. I'll see you next Monday, though. Crom Dog.
Oh. All right. I get the feeling that Crom Dog just recorded that in his office and had to be kind of quiet because he's like trying not to be too loud, like so nobody will hear him.
I love it when he calls us Blood. Yo, what up, Blood?
I don't know what that guy's talking about anymore.
No, he's great.
He's
man.
Derailed. No, he's an.
he implied that you're a pothead. You hear that line?
Yeah, I did. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Keep calling, Crime Dog.
But what?
He's gonna hop on the touching base one too. That's great. Did he call the touching base one, Micah? We don't know yet.
That guy is a ridiculous human being. All right, next call.
Hey, what's up? Backdoor cover. This is Mike Jones' nephew. Who? Mike Jones, you guessed it. Just want to... Hey, Ross, thanks for representing Houston, baby. My school is U of H, of course, University of Houston. Looks like we're going to play in Vegas so for the bowl game. So, yeah, got some money in my pockets, man. About to make it rain. J-Bone, you suck, bro. You suck. I'm sure you're cool, but you're fucking bone zone bullshit. Yeah, that's not working, man. DJ Crime Dog, hey, holler at me, dude. You can be a feature, dude. You know the number, 281-330-8004, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Sierra, holler at me, same number. Yeah. Virginia Tech lost yesterday, Sierra. So, hey, they did good, though. They did good. I think that's your school. Anyways, my question for you guys is, what do y'all think about the top four? And do you think that a conference champ for the Big Ten, like Penn State, should be going instead of Ohio State, who didn't win the conference championship? That's pretty much it. Still fucking drunk. Bye.
These calls are getting long-winded. It's also interesting that our callers are starting to make connections with themselves. He called out Crime Dog and Sierra, two regular callers.
Yeah, I'm disturbed by that.
The top four, I think they got it right. And I don't think it matters that it should be weighed a little bit if you're a conference champion. But I don't think it's necessary to claim a top four spot if you're a conference champion. And the reason I say that is because conference championships don't apply to every conference. They don't all have a championship game.
Like the Big 12.
And it's just, conference championship games are just money grabs. The game is largely unnecessary. The Big 12 doesn't have one, for example. The Big 10, obviously, is one he's referring to. They do have one. But
his question specifically was like Penn State over Ohio State. No.
Right. Absolutely not. Ohio State is the better football team.
I don't think there's any question there. And I don't think it matters.
Bottom line, they're the better football team. And they have a better chance of beating Clemson than Penn State.
I'm happy with the top four that we got.
No, I think they got it right.
So who plays who?
Alabama plays Washington, 1-4.
Okay.
And then Clemson, Ohio State, 2-3.
Man, is that Bama line out yet?
It's got to be.
That shit up right
now.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
What do you think it is? Take a guess while I'm pulling it up.
13 points.
13 points?
Is my guess.
It is 15.5 points.
That's big.
Holy shit.
I'm not going to take Washington.
I'm not either. Ohio State Clemson is a 3-point spread. Ohio State's favored. And that'll be a good game. But, I mean, Alabama Washington will be fun to watch, if only because it will put the fear of God into all of our hearts.
The Bama line is now up to 16 on mybookie.ag.
Good God.
The thing about that matchup is that the caliber of athlete is vastly different. And I don't mean to discredit Washington. They're a good football team. But you take, like, the average athlete on Alabama and you match them up against, you know, the premier athletes on Washington's
team. It's not
team,
fair.
And it's just a stupid difference.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of player.
Much larger, faster
because
player.
Washington can recruit the kind of guys that Alabama can recruit.
Right.
Like NFL-ready type guys. Washington cannot do that, and they will never be that team.
They're going to get curb stomped.
They're going to get stomped. They might have one or two outliers, but the average athlete,
right,
you can't compete.
Like when you see Alabama's offensive line up against Washington's defensive line, there's a noticeable difference. They just manhandle those dudes. All right, let's take another call.
Hi, Dr. Tucker. This is Sierra reporting live from Orlando. How's that for an intern? Okay, so I just wanted to say, like, J-Bone, we're going to win this game for you. Okay, and my friend, she'd be like, who's J-Bone? I'm like, he's this boy with a really big cock. And, like, I think you have one. And Dylan, hi, you're such a daddy. And I just wanted to give some Sierra Delby tips on how to tailgate. One, tailgate with your own team, and then go to the other side and fuck shit up and do free drugs with the other team. And two, what should you do? You should drink a lot. Yes, you should drink a lot. And then three, the night before a game, if you don't get kids at least one bar, you're not doing it right. Fuck Clemson, because the Hokies are going to win, and I never... Yes, and I bought a lot of drugs from some Clemson boys, so I'm going to do those. But, J-Bone, we're going to win this for you, okay? Like, we are. Like, Sierra Delby never lies. Only to her boyfriends, but that's fine. Never lies. And I just wanted to say, Merry Christmas from Orlando!
Sierra is easily one of the more unstable individuals walking the face of the earth today.
Sierra dropped her last name twice during that phone call, which means to me she's trying to cash in now on the fame. She wants to be
known.
She wants
to be sought out.
Yeah. She called me a daddy though, and
she did call you daddy.
And I kind
of
love it.
I don't know. I'm like, part of me wants to push Sierra to keep going and see how far she can take this whole thing of living life off the rails, but part of me is like, slow down, maybe like say a prayer for her.
I love how one of the things she suggested to make tailgates fun is to drink alcohol. Real groundbreaking stuff there from Sierra.
Then to go do free drugs with the other team.
Yikes.
And then fuck shit up.
Live fast, die hard, isn't that what they say?
They're going to put, they'll put Sierra's three or four tailgate tips on her tombstone.
Yeah, if there was a caller death pool, I think this year.
Oh, man.
I think everyone's betting big
on Sierra.
Yeah,
everybody's betting on Sierra.
Not that we want that to
happen. Hey, stay living, Sierra. Stay doing you. Stay living. All right, here's our next call.
Hey, it's Dominic from San Diego State. Just wondering, why the fuck are you guys assholes? Nah, I'm just kidding. All right, but for real. Who do you think is going to win the NFL championship this season? The Super Bowl. All right, bye.
Have we ever had a sober caller? Like, have we ever had somebody just call in and ask us a legit, like, have a legit call that's not clearly intoxicated? Like, Dominic is clearly fucked up. He said the
championship.
The NFL championship?
If you're going to call us assholes, like, that's fine. Call me an asshole. But don't immediately say, no, I'm just kidding. Like,
no, I don't.
You got to sell it better than that, man. You bailed on it way too soon. Who do I think will win the Super Bowl? I don't know. I think it's wide open.
I think it's more open than it's been.
I think the Patriots will not be much of a threat now that Gronk is out.
There are a lot of teams
completely
changes that team. There's probably five or six teams you don't want to see in the playoffs.
I'll tell you who's playing the best football right now is the Green Bay Packers.
Which is so weird because they sucked the whole season.
Yeah, now
they're like three or four games now in a row. They've looked great.
Yeah, I think they brought in their backup quarterback like in the end of the mid third quarter, the end of the third quarter. They're unstopped. They're like really good. But I don't know what their record is. I don't know if they are much of a threat to even make the playoffs.
They are now.
Are they?
They have a chance, yeah. But okay. I don't want to play like the Ravens. I don't want to play the Giants. I don't want to play.
The Patriots are always going to be
the Patriots. I definitely don't want to play the Patriots ever for any reason.
Of course, the Cowboys look good, and they have
Kansas home field advantage. City looks actually legit this year.
Yeah,
like I called them soft.
Atlanta's
repeatedly.
In first place. Their defense is terrible, though.
Yeah, I'm not scared of Atlanta. Atlanta and Kansas City kind of flip flopped for me, because usually Kansas City has this great record, but they're so soft, and they blow it. Like the Texans have done this before, but watching Kansas City this past couple weeks, they're terrifying to me.
Pittsburgh looks tough. Pittsburgh and Atlanta can score with anybody.
Right.
But
the
Atlanta defense is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steelers will be there. I don't know.
And I like when it's wide open like this.
Oh, it's great.
I do not like when it's like, you know, a clearly dominant team or two that are going to make the Super Bowl and steamroll everybody.
And Seattle's tough too, but they just got
what the hell? Russell Wilson had like the worst game of his entire life. He threw five interceptions,
I think.
Yeah,
that was ugly. But they'll be there, too. They're a good team.
Yeah. But to answer your question, we have no fucking idea.
Yeah, we don't know.
Next.
Grand Let me preface by shouting out that Cousin Base hotline. If you want raps, let me fucking know. Just let Will know he might not like it. Get more hood, cheat.
This is a
Cousin
Base call.
Come and know the young Bucks are camera. Host was sick, but it's beat. Ted Dahl. Bowl season lit big like Rockefeller. Lamar J showed his magic like Penn and Teller. Hodge Mans went straight to the right man. So we gotta find out who got fight, man. I'm lit. Hot home staff for. Knock fools out like a McGregor. New format, but there ain't shit changed. Make cash off sports is the same thing. Break lines from hoops games to hockey. Make your cash on my bookie.ag. Don't like it? Go ahead. Suck hot, B. Monday, Thursday. Hashtag sports, though. Have a holly jolly Christmas. You heard? Shouts to Major Applewhite. Shouts to Donald Glover. Shouts to Cole because that new shit was fire. Most of all, shouts to this hoe from Tennessee who been thrown in the dog rod. Fuck you, Maddie B. Say golden backdoor cover. Drop your dog out.
What is going on? I think that started off as a call for touching base and then turned into a call for backdoor cover in the middle.
Just a Grindex Media phone call.
That was
they shout out dudes doing business as well.
That got completely out of control.
Crime dog, keep doing your thing, man.
He went from his first call, he's in the office having to use like his inside voice so his boss doesn't hear him. The second one is a week later and he's like DMX voice.
He got into his cocaine. Before
Good
that call.
Lord. Anyway, that's it. That was it. That was our last call. And
let's wrap it up. We have nothing else to talk about.
I don't know. I have absolutely nothing to say. Absolutely nothing. Do you have any shouts?
Let's see.
Oh, we have a promo. You can use the promo code B as in boy, D as in dog, C as in cock on rowdygentleman.com to get some awesome patriotic gear for Christmas. Get your friends something or your brother or your sister stuff they're stocking with it. If you get your order in by Wednesday, we guarantee on-time shipping for Christmas. BDC is the code you use at checkout to get 20% off your entire order at rowdygentleman.com. So be sure and do that. Now, do you have any shouts?
I have no shouts.
How disappointing.
I'm in a sour mood. I'm just in a sour mood.
I don't really have any shouts either.
I don't like to shout people when I feel, you know.
I gotta say though, I'm excited about the podcast moving forward. I felt a bit restricted only being able to talk about college football, even though we didn't stick to it every episode.
Typically we talk 10% of the time about college football, and we just go off the rails and talk about animals or
we need more animals. We need more NBA when it gets heated up at the end of the season. I know nobody really gives a shit except for me right now, but. It's going to get lit in here. in real.
No, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm real excited.
If you have not, subscribe on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, leave us a review, and check out all the other podcasts that have been mentioned throughout this episode. Backdoor Cover is ours. Dudes Doing Business is another one. Touching Base is another one that Dylan is on that will be recorded tomorrow. Be sure to check that out with Will and Dave. It's a very, very funny podcast from the guys at postgradproblems.com. We also have the Inside TFM podcast from the TotalFratMove.com guys. It's great if you're more of the collegiate age demographic. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Like we said, we're going to get a bowl pick'em set up. We'll post that on the top of the Twitter page so you can find it. Also, hit mybookie.ag. Get your bets down for the bowl season. Use that backdoor promo code to get a bonus of some kind. Don't be a pussy. Check out mybookie. And if you've got great videos from tailgate or photos from tailgate this year, send them to us via DM at TFM Tailgate on Instagram. That is all I've got. Dylan, say goodbye.
Goodbye.